The main focus of today is that the Gemara is going to have a stira. It's going to have haktoma. It's going to have a stira between two prices. One price is saying the opposite of the other, and the Gemara is going to have four ways of answering how it's not a stira between the two prices. That's the plan of the Gemara. So we're going to explain, according to the Rashi, there's a certain mahalach of what the type of answers it's giving. So we go from the second line of the Gemara, at the middle of the line, it says Katoni. Katoni, Mir Mitzir. We've got this middle case in the Braisa. It says, Bainus is verse. All he's got is Bnei Barak and Bet Shemesh. He's got Bnei Barak and Bet Shemesh, that's all he's got. Nizokim is obviously, he's going and Balchov for Bainus. Nizokim, that's not Chiddush. The Nizokim takes the Bnei Barak. The Chiddush over here is that even the Balchov takes the Bnei Barak, even though that's his best. That's his best, he still takes Bnei Barak. Normally the Balchov doesn't take the best. So Bishisha, that's not Chiddush, she's worse, she takes Bet Shemesh. Of course she always takes the worst. So the Chiddush one is the Balchov is taking his best. In this case it's Bnei Barak. So Iyomas Bishisha, Ahim Shomim. I don't understand. If you go after defining what's best and what's second best according to what he has, Tasa Bnei Shalok Idis, then the Bnei Barak is his best and it should be considered idiots, and therefore Yitzchak Balchov is the worst, and the Balchov should not have any right to that Bnei Barak because it's not Bnei's, it's idiots. And then we've got a proof from here that we don't go after him into finding what's best and second best, we go after the world. So that understands he takes Bnei Barak because the world is second best in the world. So, as we answered last time, to seemingly have a raya, that you go after the world, because why is he taking Bnei Barak unless you go after the world? So, No. We're talking about where he had three levels of field. He had Yerushalayim, Bnei Barak, and Bet Shemesh. At the time of the loan, he had Yerushalayim, Bnei Barak, and Bet Shemesh. So that at the time the loan kicked in, he was entitled not to the Yerushalayim, which was the best, but he was entitled to second of his best. Second of his best was Bnei Barak, because he did have Yerushalayim. And even though he got rid of Yerushalayim, the Bnei Barak claim he still has, because it was called second best. At some stage, when he made the loan, it was called second best. He remains with it, even though now it's his best. He remains with it. So therefore, we've got no proof. You've got no proof. You go after the world, you really go after him. He did have three levels. It was second best, even though at the time of payment, it's not second best, because it's his best, because he got rid of the best. Now, the second best ends up being the best. Doesn't matter. He had already a lien, had already a claim on it. At the time, it was second best, and he can keep it. Okay? So that's what we learned last time. V'chein omer rechista, kohoyten, shahoyslo idis, umokra. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We go after Dafka, measuring him. Him, he can only take second best, and Taka Bnei Barak is second best, because he did have Yerushalayim. Now, that's what we got to that lesson. So now, the Gemara introduces a kasha. The Gemara introduces a kasha that there's a braisa that says the opposite of this. So far, we've said a person has Bnei Barak and he's got Bet Shemesh. The Balchov who takes second best can take the Bnei Barak because the Bnei Barak is considered second best. Either because you go after the world, or even if you go after him, it was considered second best because we're talking about a scenario where he used to have Yerushalayim. Okay. So the Gemara says like this, Hochi Nami Mestabra. Now what does the words Hochi Nami Mestabra mean? What does those words Hochi Nami Mestabra mean? 8 lines down, if you want to know where it is. Beginning line is low, Lamed Vov, the second Lamed Vov. And in the middle of the line, it says Hochi Nami Mestab. So, what's Hochi Nami Mestab translated? What's the Gemara trying to point out when it says Hochi Nami Mestab? What's it trying to state?
It means rather that you can reason out. I would think it means.
I'm just asking as a general question, not like a specific thing over here. Halki nami stabba. What does halki nami stabba try when the Gemara says those words? What's it trying to express itself when it says halki nami stabba?
Support
to what? Okay. Support proof as a factual that this is true.
Yeah.
Now, so when it says halki nami stabba in our Gemara, what's it trying to say? This is halki nami mistabba. This is true. This is a support to what I just said. Support to what? What are you trying to support? What do we just say and now we say, this is the support?
The statement.
What are you trying to say?
The Chista statement.
No.
In the fact that he stole the field before.
That's where Chista's statement. Okay, so that's not good enough.
Did we go according to the value of the.
Hakinami stuff doesn't mean I'm going to prove that this is the Messias. Hakinami stuff is a proof to a halachic statement. Gemara has a halachic statement. Hakinami stuff, this halachic statement is true. You don't say Hakinami stuff on, like, I say this is the Kimsa, and Hakinami stuff, this is the Kimsa. You usually say Hakinami stuff not on a description of the case. Halachic Stabba is going on the factual halacha of the case. Now, what's the Halachic Stabba halacha which you're trying to say?
The
Bar Kov
gets the
Bainus. I know Bar Kov gets the Bainus. You don't need to prove that. It says it's a Mishnah and Gittin. The Bar Kov gets Bainus.
Yes,
it
does. No. You really had it right. You said the wrong words. Do we go after measuring what he has? Look, we don't go after the words. Hakinam is Stabra, we do not go after the world, we go after what he has. When we measure what's best, what's second best, or what's the worst, we don't look at it in the world term, we look at what's his best, what's his second best, what's his worst. Hakinam is Stabra, that we're going after him and not the world. So how? Let's see what he says. Mekatoni, and this is the proof, you go after him and not the world. Mekatoni, because we've got another brisa. We've got another brisa. Bainus Vizabaris. Exactly the same case in this brisa. He's only got B'nai Barak and Bet Shemesh. He hasn't got Yerushalayim. B'nai Barak and Bet Shemesh. Nizokin, this brisa says the damager gets Bainus, fine, because that's his best. He gets the Bet Shemesh, because that's his best. Barchov and Subazisha, Vizabaris. Barchov and Subazisha gets Bet Shemesh, which is his worst. I cast him out, Dotti. It's a theory in Bryce's, because the one Bryce, that our first Bryce has said, the Baal Chov, gets what?
In
our scenario. B'nai Barak or Bet Shemesh? What did the first Bryce say? B'nai Barak. What's this Bryce saying, does the Baal Chov get? Bet Shemesh. Stira, Kasha Hadoti. Kasha Hadoti. The same case, same scenario, same person, and you're saying he gets different. And one, the first Bryce he gets B'nai Barak, second Bryce he gets Bet Shemesh. What's going on? Kasha Hadoti. Ella, so what must you say to make sure it's not Kasha? Love Shaminah, we prove from here. Shahoisalo Idis Amocha. Must be that we're talking about Khan, Shahoisalo Idis Amocha. The first Brysa, where he gets the B'nai Barak, must be a case where he used to have Yerushalayim, and therefore the B'nai Barak was his second best. The Khan, and this Brysa, where he gets Bet Shemesh, Shalohoisalo Idis Amocha. He never had Yerushalayim. He only had B'nai Barak. Since he only had B'nai Barak, therefore B'nai Barak is his best, and the Baal Chov can't take best. He can't take best. He's entitled to the best. The Baal Chov can only take the Bet Shemesh, because Bet Shemesh is not the best. B'nai Barak he can't touch, because B'nai Barak is his best. It was always the best, and never was his second best. It was always the best. So the second best. So therefore, we prove him from here, that in order to answer the spirit in the Brisa, we do not go after the world. Because if we go after the world, what should be the halacha? If you go after what the world calls second best, he always gets B'nai Barak. I don't care if he had Yerushalayim, he never had Yerushalayim, doesn't make a difference what he has. B'nai Barak, he always gets, because we go after the world, and B'nai Barak is always second best, he always gets B'nai Barak as a Baal Chov. If you've got a Bryce that says there's a case where he doesn't get B'nai Barak, must be you can't go after the world. Must be you're going after him. And therefore, sometimes B'nai Barak is second best, and sometimes B'nai Barak is best. Sometimes he's entitled to it, sometimes he's not entitled to it. So reprove them, Hachin Lami Stabba, they would go after him and not the world. For in fact, that's how we answer the Brisa. The only way to answer the Brisa is that we're going after him and not the world. So now, we've got a proof. We had the science to go after him or the world. We've got now a proof from this Kasha, this theory in the Brisa, proves we don't go after the world, we go after him. We've proven. So, the Gemara doesn't like to leave proofs. You have a question and you want to bring a proof, I'm going to now say your proof is no longer a good proof. How do I do that? I have to give alternative answers. If the whole proof is based on a kasha, and you're saying the only way to answer the kasha, you go after him and not the world, the way to disprove the proof, if I say, I've got another answer, that you don't have to say what you're saying. So I've got another three possible answers. Three alternative answers that now will mean that you don't have a proof that you go after him. Let's see the alternative answers. Ibos Ema. Or you can suggest an alternative answer. What's the alternative answer? Idi va'idi shelo hoise idis amocha. No, both Brises are talking about he never had Yerushalayim. He always, from beginning day one, had only his Bnei Brak, and that was his best. That he always had. Aye, if so, so why in one case does he get Bnei Brak, and one case he does not get Bnei Brak? V'lo kasha. No kasha. Had shovi benis shalo ki idis the alma. One case, his second, the Beinus Shalom, was Ki'idis the Alma, was of the quality of what was best in the world. He didn't have a, it was, his Beinus was very good. V'kan, the Losh of the Beinus Shalom, Ki'idis the Alma. And in the second Brisa, where he gets the Beinus, he takes it. You know why he takes it? Because it's not like the best of the world. It's Taka. It's like the second best of the world. If his Beinus is like the best of the world, he can't take the Beinus. Because we go after the world. Really, we go after the world. And we always go after the world. And world, he's only entitled to second best of the world. First price, sir. Then, okay, he can take it because it's Taka, second best of the world. But the second Brisa, he can't take it, because it's not the second best of the world, it's actually better, and he's not entitled to it.
So we're back now from the Shalom
Hashem. So now we've got an alternative answer. We basically said, really go after the world, and still you can have a scenario where he takes Bnei Brak, and you have a scenario where he doesn't take Bnei Brak. He can take Bnei Brak if Bnei Brak is the second best of the world. He can't take Bnei Brak if it's better than the second best of the world. Now, there's a read Rashi. If you go to Rashi, Rashi proves what I just said. The Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down.
Okay.
ID, shlo hoy slo idyas. He never had Yerushalayim. Tuka alma b'shel olam shaman, and we all, and both prices hold, we go after the world. V'lo kasha, and still don't have a kasha. One price that says you get Bnei Brak, one doesn't. Hatzakoni b'achol, the subsidiary is there. It's the price that says you don't get Bnei Brak. You only get the Bet Shemesh to Shov Ben Sedeke in Islamas, because that Bnei Barak happens to be even better than what is like the best of the world. So you don't get it.
If he hadn't got something better than Beinus, how can it be better than the world thing? How can you call it? How can you call it bad? Why can't you call it idiot?
Okay, You hear Mr. Jason's question? Mr. Jason's question is, why are you calling it Bainus then? If you're telling me he never had Yerushalayim, Bnei Barak, okay? And the Bnei Barak is considered the best of the world. So, why are you calling it Bainus? If you're going after him, it's his best. You call it Izzius, copy him. If you go after the world, it's also not Bainus. It's also the best of the world. So why is the Brisa calling it Bainus?
Maybe he had it.
And when the Gemara says clearly, he never had a Yerushalayim.
That's so well, when the loan was made, he had it before. So he still considered it Bainus.
What did he say?
He had it before the loan.
What did he have before the loan? He had Yerushalayim before the loan. Okay. So, is one possible answer? The Tosfos asked your question. Yeah? The stress of the Gemara is, The stress is, you're not talking about where he had Yerushalayim and sold it. We're talking about a scenario that he has had Yerushalayim, and either he still got it, and the mail of this is his second best, and that's why it's called Bainus, or he had Yerushalayim, and he sold it before the loan even took place. And therefore, which is what Dr. Dinner is saying, he had Yerushalayim, and therefore, this was copy him called a Bainus at some stage of his life, but copy the loan, it was never a Bainus because it all was got rid of before the loan even started. So that's to get around Rabbi Yosef's question, why are you calling it Bainus?
What does that mean that it's Bainus copy the world, but he had Idis before, which he sold?
And this price that we're saying, copy the world, it's considered idiots, not Bainus, yes? The price that says you can't take it is because you go after the world and this is idiots. Can't take it, it's idiots. You're only allowed to take Bainus. This is considered idiots in the world, so you can't take it. This Bainus is called idiots. So his question, Rabbi Yosef's question is, why are you calling Bainus then, if it's considered idiots? You can't take it because it's idiots, so why call it Bainus? That's Rabbi Yosef's question.
Because there is something called idiots which he sold, according to one theorist. So, what else are you in common?
We're talking about where the Brisa said he didn't sell it. We're not talking. The answer to the question was, is that he had something that was even better than that, that's why you're calling it Bainus. Good, that's the answer to the question. Fine. If people are uncomfortable with the heat, I can stop and phone someone.
Why are you doing it? You could, the Gemara could say, let the Zeburis be like Bainus. And that when he chose the Zeburis, he could be like, in the world, then the Zeburis could be like Bainus of the world. We could give another answer.
The Gemara didn't give the answer. He's trying to understand what the Gemara's answer is.
Yeah, I just wondered why he didn't give that answer for.
Hello, do you know how to put on the air conditioning in the basement room? Yes, please. Can you do it till quarter to eight, until 7:45? Thank you. Okay. That's the second teretz. Now we've got, you try to bring it, because of the kashya you say you got, must go after him. Answer is, no, got no proof. Another way of answering the stira, that when you go after the world, and sometimes you get it, sometimes you're not, you only get it if it's tuck at the status of the Bainus of the world. If it happens to be better than the Bainus of the world, you'll get it. And we discuss scenarios for that. Now, third answer. Ibar is Eimah. I see. Kagonsho hoisa beina shalo, kabeina sama. No. Really? He's got B'nai Barak. In both vices, he's got B'nai Barak. In both vices, he hasn't got Yerushalayim, and he never had Yerushalayim. And in both vices, this B'nai Barak is the level of second best in the world. So why not take it? So why does one price say, don't take it? I understand the price says, take it. It's second best. Take it. The world's second best. Take. So what's the argument? Why does one say not take it? Let's understand this. He never had Yerushalayim. He's only got B'nai Barak and Bet Shemesh. One Bais says he takes B'nai Barak. The other Bais says he takes Bet Shemesh. Now, the Bais says you take B'nai Barak. Why? Why did you take B'nai Barak according to the Bais?
Entitled. The world.
Why is it entitled? Because you're measuring.
The world.
According to the world. B'nai Barak is the world's second best. Take it. Even though that's his best, you go after the world. That's the Bais that says take the B'nai Barak. Why do you take Bet Shemesh? According to other Bais, no, you don't. You only take Bet Shemesh. Because you're measuring. According to that Bais, you don't measure the world. What do you measure?
Him.
And according to him, B'nai Barak is what?
His best.
You can't take best. You have to take Bet Shemesh. So this third answer is saying they goofa are arguing whether you go after the world or you go after him. So far we had three terutzim to this theorem. Either both prices go after him, and the shayla is, did he have a Yerushalayim or not? Did he have a Yerushalayim or not? Was it his second best or not his second best? Second answer is, you go after the world, and we're talking about where, one case where his baininess was taka, better than the world, it's like the best of it. Third answer of the Gemara, is that the price says good for arguing whether you go after him or go after the world. Now we come to a very important part of the sugya. Ravina. Who's Ravina? Ravina. Who is Ravina? Who's Ravina? Why is he so important person? He's one of the last Amorim. Now, if he's one of the last Amorim, why is he an important figure in Shas? For Halacha. Why is he a very important for Halacha? He knows everything before. And we've got a rule. Is that the last Amorah in Shas wins. In Halacha. So we've given three Turutzim up to now. Saying either both prices hold go after him, or both prices go after the world, or good for the prices argue whether we go after him or the world. Fine, we've got three Turutzim. Now, what does Ravina answer? Now, Ravina is very important in Halacha, because what he says is going to have a very heavy weight in Halacha. Do we go after the world, or do we go after him? We're going to read Ravina and try and work out what Ravina holds. Ravina Omer. He says a different tense between the steer and the prices. The prices are arguing with your hold of Ullah. Now what did Ullah say? The Omer Ullah, because Ullah says the following statement. Dava Tera Barchov Bisiburus. Midaraisa, as far as the Torah is concerned, a Barchov has only a right to take maximum the worst. He should get Bet Shemesh. Where's the Makar? Where's the Posuk that says he gets the worst according to the Torah? Should they not got a Posuk? B'chut Talmud. Who stands outside?
The representative
of the lender. He stands outside. For Ish, Asher Atan Nosaba, who's the Ish?
The
borrower. The borrower, which you lent money to. Yotzi Elecha, he brings it out to you. What's he bringing out? Right? And what's the capital going to be used for? If he doesn't pay, what's it going to be used for? He's giving him klatel. And what's that klatel going to turn into eventually? As it's going to be a payment. So he's bringing out a payment, a type of payment. Yotze elecho es avut achutze. He brings out, you know, the klatel outside. He gives you the payment. Now, says the Gemara, that's the possible. The drosha is therefore, ma'atakus otom lehutzi luchutz. If somebody wants to make a payment and he's given a choice to make a payment, what does he normally bring out? The best stuff or the worst stuff? Yeah, the worst stuff. Ma'atakus otom lehutzi luchutz. Pochus v'makelin, the worst thing that he can get away with. So therefore, that's a proof that according to the Torah, the Baal Chum can maximum get the worst stuff, because he's going to give you the worst stuff. Matam Omer Baal Chum. So therefore, why does the Mishnah in Gittin say a Baal Chum doesn't get the worst? The Baal Chum gets the second best. Why does he get the middle guy, middle quality? Kedei Shlotino Delis B'Fzei Lofim. Says Ula, the reason why the Rabbonon give him an upgrade for what he should really get the worst, he gets an upgrade because they don't want to close the door on the Lovim, the borrowers, being able to get any money, to borrow money. If they see that if you follow what the Torah says, the strict letter of the law, that he's entitled to the worst, they saw around it, society said, look, I'm not going to lend my money out because I'm just going to get collateral and payments maybe of really bad stuff. Is a disincentive to make loans. So therefore, to incentivize people to give proper loans, give loans, and do the mitzvah, Rabbanon say that you're entitled now to get something which you normally don't, according to a get, you can get payments. You can get payments. Okay, that's all the statements. With this, Ravina says, now I can explain the stira between the two prices. We've got a price that says he gets B'nai Barak, and you've got a price that he gets Bet Shemesh. Why? Because Ma is later Kotsa to Ula. One price held of Ula's Tekona, that you're entitled to an upgrade to incentivize. People make loans, and therefore you get, if you're entitled to upgrade, what do you get? What do you get? B'nai Brak or Bet Shemesh, what do you get? B'nai Brak. Ma less a Tekona, and the other Vaisa doesn't hold the Tekona of Ula. He holds there's no such thing as upgrade, and therefore what do you left with the Torah? What does the Torah say? B'nai Brak or Bet Shemesh? Bet Shemesh, no Tekira. Because they just want just arguing whether you're holding this Tekona or don't hold this Tekona.
And then we have no answer that will not the world.
And now, that's all Ravina's answer. Let me ask you now. According to Ravina's answer, does he hold you measure according to the world? Make a measurement according to him? According to Ravina's answer, what do you think?
He goes to
Bet Shemesh. He says the worst, yeah.
This is a
Tekona. It's a Tekona, okay.
And then his best is second best.
But is the Tekona to get the best, or the Tekona is to get the second best, Dr. Jim?
The second best.
What's Ula's Tekona? To give him the best or the second best? Second best. So therefore, first we have to discuss how many fields has he got?
Two.
According to Ravina, the Brisa is talking about where he's got two fields, he's got three fields, or he had three and now he's got two. What is he talking about, the Brisa? Two and he never had three. How do you know that he's talking about two and he never had three?
That would open another possibility, and Ravina's talking about the limited case of there's only two. If there was a third pillar that he sold, then you may have that other.
Why? What other words? They just say the same thing. he had three fields. He had Yerushalayim. When the loan took place, he had Yerushalayim. It was chal, therefore, if you hold the tekonah, it was chal on the Bnei Brak. And if you don't hold the tekonah, he has only a claim to Ben Shemesh. You can even have three fields and get rid of Yerushalayim. As long as you have three fields and find the loan, you can still say the same shot.
It would be different whether
you
hold by the world or by the head.
Now, I'm asking you, I'm asking, do we have a clear hechrach what the case is of it was three fields and ended up being two, or was always two from the beginning? That's basically the question. If you're telling me it was three fields and ended up two later, then you can say you go after him measuring. If you're saying it was never had three fields, he only had two from the beginning, then obviously you don't go after him, you measure according to the world. Have you got any hechrach to say that Ravina is talking about only two or three to two? Have you got any hechrach what case he's talking about? I'll give you a clue to give an answer to thing. The Gemara is going in a certain structure of giving the answers. It's already said three answers. And every time It speaks in a certain way, and there's a pattern. There's a pattern in how it's speaking. So if there's a pattern in the first three of how it says what the case is, then if you want to work out what Ravina, which is the last Eretz, you should follow that pattern and see what he's talking about. Can you see the pattern of the Gemara in the first three of how it's working?
Yeah, 3-2.
The first case, the first answer, were there three fields or two fields?
Three. So
three and went down to two. Yeah, when I say three, it means, according to the first case, you have three, you had Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, and Bet Shemesh, and then you got rid of Yerushalayim. That's the three case. Or the two was, it only ever had two from the beginning to end. So, according to the first case, did you have three or two?
Three.
Yeah. The first terrace, we had three fields. Yeah, that went to two. According to the second terrace, what was the second terrace? Three or two? Remember, the second terrace says, both prices hold to go with the world of measuring. That terrace of both prices hold to go with the world's measuring was a case where he had three fields or two fields. The second teretz is talking about one b'risa having three and one b'risa having two. Yeah? Understand?
Yeah.
So the first teretz says both b'risas learned there were three. Second teretz learned one b'risa was three and one b'risa was two. What was the third teretz? Both b'risas only two. And both prices only two, and five. And now, fourth teretz, what's going to be the fourth teretz? If you went both prices three, one price is three, two, and now both prices, then we went to both prices two, what's the fourth teretz going to be?
Say the other price holds.
Two.
The Switzerland or the.
It'll be two.
But
what's the difference between the fourth teretz and the third teretz?
The draft descends by one.
What's the difference between the third teretz and the fourth teretz? The third teretz was that you only have two, and the whole difference was where you go after the world, we go after him. Fourth teretz. What's going to be the fourth teretz now? Both only have two. And both only have two. And it's not going to be a machlokus between whether you go after the world or not. Both prices are going to hold
the world.
The world. Yeah. And nevertheless, There's still an argument whether you get B'nai B'rach Ben Shemesh, because they're arguing whether there's a Tekona. So Pashtus, Ravina holds what? Ravina holds to go after the world or go after the, him. What does Ravina hold? Go after the world. That's how the Beis Yosef learned Ravina. The Beis Yosef learned Ravina as Ravina holding, because of the pattern of the Gemara, that yes, I agree with you, number three teretz, that both, we only got two fields, but you said that a machlokas is whether you go after the world or not. No, both fighters go after the world, and still they're arguing whether you get divorced or not, because they're arguing whether there's a tzakon or not. And that's the flow of the Gemara. Okay, so now we're going to read a Rashi. We're going to ask some questions, and we want to have an answer tomorrow on these questions. First, we fulfilled up to two dots. It's not wow. We got to the two dots, yeah? Okay. Now we're going to see a Rashi. Read a Rashi. I'm going to ask a few questions on this Rashi. Something to think about, and tomorrow we need to get maybe answers. The Rashi I want to read is B'tu'ula K'mithli. The arguing in Ula. Have you got that Rashi? I say it's in line with Hagaz, Visionim, if you've got that on the side. Yeah. Anyone's not got it? Anyone has not got the place? Can you help him? Okay. Right. But to Ulam, okay. The arguing whether it's a Tekona. Tana Basra, less later Gonta. The Brisa that says you get Bet Shemesh doesn't hold of a Tekona. Du'ula. No Tekona. Ebas the Krozi. He just goes after the Posse. The Posse say get the worst to get Bet Shemesh. Afilu Havle Nami Idias. Rashi says, even if he has now Yushalayim, even if he would have Yushalayim and Bet Shemesh, Yusayim and B'nai Brak and Bet Shemesh, Tahashi Avilei Beinus Gemur, where if he would have such a scenario, it would be proper Beinus. Beinus De Beinama, when you go after him or you go after the world, it would be proper Beinus, because you got all three. Afiyachah, nevertheless, that price holds. So you're letting Shokul Balchov suppose that Balchov would only take Bet Shemesh. Because we never took on it, you always get the worst. That's Loshon HaRashi. Firstly, it's clear from Rashi that we're talking about where there's no Yushalayim. We've got proofs like the Beis Yosef. The case the Gemara is talking about where there's only B'nai Brak and Bet Shemesh. Why? What's the proof? Because he says, even if you want to talk about the case which the Gemara is not talking about, even if you want to talk about that there is a Yerushalayim, the din will still be the same that you get Bet Shemesh. That means, it even means what the Gemara is talking about this case, or not talking about this case?
Not talking about this.
It means the case the Gemara is not talking about with Yerushalayim. Okay. That's the first point. Not a kasha. But now my kasha starts. I'll ask you maybe two, maybe three questions. Question number one is like this. If you're telling me that Rashi says, you know, the din would be the same even if you have Yushalayim, B'nai Barak, and Bet Shemesh, you still have the same din, that one brisa will say you get Bet Shemesh because of Tekona, and the other brisa will say you get B'nai Barak because of Tekona, and one brisa will say you get Bet Shemesh because he doesn't hold the Tekona. Okay. So if the din would be the same, so why is the Brisa talking about a case where you only have B'nai Barak and Bet Shemesh? If it's true, even when you have Yushalayim, B'nai Barak, Bet Shemesh, so why talk about a case where it's only B'nai Barak and Bet Shemesh? Talk about where there's also Yushalayim.
That girl was pretty good thing about him.
Rashi says, even when you have all three, the same din is applied. That you go, give him the rubbish according to one price, or you give him the second best according to the other. So why not talk about him?
Exactly. You could still say that if you were talking about him. You wouldn't have an answer about whether it's the world or him if you had all three. You only have the answer of the world or him if you have two.
Okay.
So that answers the second question. No, Levina holds that we're talking about the world.
Levina, but the Braisa. The Braisa, why is the Braisa talking about this? Just to say the halacha, you go after him? Maybe. Okay. Second question, which is a more. This first question is an important question. Second question, though, is just a fundamental Peshat question. Where do we know, besides these places, that a Baal Chov takes second best? Where is it written? Where have we come across that a Baal Chov takes second best? No, not besides. The Mishnah and Gittin. Mishnah and Gittin says, Mazik takes best, Baal Chov takes second best, and Ksuba takes the worst. The Mishnah. Come on, Mishnah. So, why does the Gemara say that the Braisa is arguing in Tekona of Ula? You should say, more than that, you should say the Braisa is arguing with the Mishnah in Gittin. One holds of the Mishnah in Gittin, and one doesn't hold the Mishnah in Gittin. It's not Ula. Ula, who's Ula? Ula's a Tana or Mera? He's a Mera. Ula has got nothing to do with the Baal Chov taking second best. Who's the one who says Baal Chov takes second best? A Mishnah, a Tana in Gittin, says you take second best. So if you want to say you've got a Braisa that says you take the worst, you're going to say, no, that Braisa argues with the Mishnah. You don't say that Braisa doesn't hold of Ula. Ula is not the person who made this up. Ula's a Mera. The person who made this up is not Ula. The person who made this up is the Tana in Gittin. So you don't say, but the Ula cometh thinking, whether they're holding of Ula or not. You say whether they hold of the Mishnah in Gittin or not.
Does everybody hold that the Din of Benjamin's, like, of Zipporis is a Deraisa? Everybody holds that the Deraisa?
What do you mean?
The Possum.
Ah, okay. Now you're already suggesting towards him. Okay. So those are the two questions we left off with Rashi. The two questions repeat. Why you, Afi Rashi, why is the Gemara saying they're arguing in Ula when Ula is not his halacha, it's a Mishnah, it's not him? Don't come to me and put all the blame on me. I'm just explaining the Mishnah. Say you're arguing with the Mishnah. That's one question. Second question, Rashi says, you know, it makes no difference if you're talking about just B'day Brach and Bet Shemesh, or talk about Yushalayim B'day Brach and Bet Shemesh. You have the same halacha in both prices. So talk about Yushalayim B'day Brach and Bet Shemesh, and I have to say, well, why are you talking about when there's no Yushalayim around? Those are the two questions. Mr. Shem, we'll answer them tomorrow.